1. Begin transmission.
Guten Morgen, Kinder. Meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. My name's Tob, it's 1930. And it's time for the Dubious Voice Committee. As I cough up a lung, it's Black Friday. It's Schwarz Freitag. What is up with my voice today? I don't know, but I'm sitting here in the living room. It's true, I'm not in the studio today. I'm sitting here in my living room on Black Friday watching football. Even though this is mostly a football holiday, there is also football if you know where to look. I do know where to look, and that's why I'm watching football. I'm sitting here with my cat Pippa. Hi, who's a good baby? Who doesn't feel like talking right now because she's much too interested in the power cord for some of this equipment. She's thinking, hey, is that kitty spaghetti? Is that something for me? And now she's trying to burrow underneath the blankets. I got a blanket over my feet. And she's sticking her nose in there, trying to get into what she thinks is some kind of kitty tunnel. There's no kitty tunnel under there, sorry, ding dings. Such a crazy baby. You're a crazy baby, huh? Yeah, you're the crazy furry baby. Uh-oh. This is trouble. Now she found the twist tie that's wrapped around one of the power cords. And I think she's going to try to chew on it. Oh, yes. So, what are we doing today? I don't know what you're doing. Are you recovering from your combat shopping experiences this morning? Did you have to get up at 3 a.m. so you could make it to the big door opening specials at your favorite store at 5 a.m. this morning? I know I didn't. I hadn't even gone to bed by that time, because I was staying up all night watching more football. That's right, the under 20 Women's World Cup. All the way from Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea, I want to go there so badly. It is the home of some of my favorite cargo cults. If you're not familiar with the concept of a cargo cult, I won't explain it here. You can look it up. I think Wikipedia has a has an entry on cargo cults. But my favorite one is this one that's down in Papua New Guinea, who believe that, I just got up. What is that guy's name again? Who is Queen Elizabeth married to? Prince, not Edward, not Albert, not Edmund, not George, not Prince Philip. Yeah, Prince Philip, he kind of cracks me up. Sometimes he's cool, sometimes he's not. But man, he's got his own thing going. And, you know, I guess you would too if you were married to Her Royal Majesty Elizabeth II. Yeah, but it turns out that this one particular cargo cult believes that Prince Philip is their god. And I don't mean their ruler or their expatriate king or their ruler in absentia. They think he is their god. Now, why do they think this? Well, they did their research. they have some legends in their culture that the earth was created by apparently two brothers, and these are also the fathers of their people or whatever. And one of these gods, ooh, there's a goal, nice. One of these gods left their ancestral home to travel very far away. And this is their legend. Their god traveled across the water many, many miles, many days, months travel, and married a very powerful woman. And that's about all of their legend describes. That's pretty much the extent of it. But apparently these guys were thinking about it. And they thought, okay, well, who married a woman far, far away? And it turns out, oh, that's Prince Philip. Oh my God, this must be our long lost god. And I should really look this up. Actually, you go look it up. Get on Wikipedia and look this up. But apparently they discovered this back, 40 or 50 years ago, when Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip actually made a visit to Papua New Guinea. They showed up in their yacht, and the locals started putting two and two together. I don't know if they got four, five, or six, but needless to say, Prince Philip is their god. And at one point in time, a delegation from this cargo cult was invited to England, to London, to see Prince Philip, and they all showed up, and they tried to convince him, please return to Papua New Guinea and rule your people. And it was behind closed doors, man. I would have loved to have been in that room. That would have been so awesome. Oh, I'm drinking yummy tea. Ah, it's nice and chilly outside, and it's nice and warm in my tummy. My cat has wandered off to go sit on the washing machine, sitting on some clean laundry and looking out the window. Sorry, I imagine that clipped. I crashed my teacup against the equipment. That's no good. Yeah, so anyway. And then, I'm not sure what went down, but seems to me I remember within the last year or so, wasn't there a big hurricane or something that hit Papua New Guinea? There was some natural disaster that hit Papua. And I was thinking, boy, Prince Philip, he could really rein in the goodwill, send some relief. I'm going to drink some more tea. Send a lot of relief to Papua New Guinea. Man, how awesome would that be? I mean, what would you do? I would love to be in that position. I imagine something like this happening. Suppose somewhere in Papua New Guinea there's a computer, and it's hooked up to Super Dimension Fortress, and they're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, and suddenly some bush natives, some tribal people who happen to just be passing by, hear my voice, and they realize, oh my gosh, you know who that is? That's our long lost god, because we have an old legend that says that one of our gods, who is so powerful and so loud, his voice can be heard around the world. And he speaks of wacky things and animals and mushrooms. And then they show up at my house. Ding dong. Come back. Come back to your homeland. Come back to Papua New Guinea. And be our god. I'd have to think about it. I'd have to think about it for all of 2 seconds and say, yeah, okay, that sounds like a fun thing to do. And then I would go live in Papua New Guinea, which is an awesome place. It's so jungly. It's very undeveloped. I mean, come on, they still got tribal people living in pretty much grass huts. I, as much as I would, miss having a grocery store within, you know, 5 minutes walking distance, and how much I would miss having a computer. Boy, living in a hut in the middle of the jungle would be awesome. Think of all the awesome dudes you would see. All the coolest animals ever. I don't know if I could be a god for very long, though. Maybe only about a year. I don't know. It seems like it's probably kind of hot there. I think Papua New Guinea is fairly tropical and humid, which means I would probably be getting sick a lot. But, you know, barring that, I would love to be the god of a cargo cult. That would be fun. I'd set up, you know, football teams and league, Papua New Guinea League. And we would have football. And if anybody ever, ever decided, wait a minute, I don't think that's a good idea, I would drop my divine right all over their asses. Boom! How dare you defy your god? No, I don't think I would go too power hungry. I would try to convince them, look, you know, I'm not really your god, but, you know, I'll do what I can. I'll help you out in any way that I possibly can. I don't know if I'm going to have any godlike powers, but, you know, whatever. I could teach you to read English and write if you want. That's about all I can contribute. I also like these people because, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but they're the originators of bungee jumping. They go out in the forest, they find long vines, and then they build these really, really tall towers. They tie the vines to the top of the towers, and they tie the other end of the vine around their ankles, and then they dive off these towers. It's wild. It's crazy. It's nuts. I love watching this. It's awesome. And they do it as you know, your kind of your basic sort of rite of passage. It's pretty funny, especially for little kids, their first time doing it. They get alert, a little nervous, and they tend not to jump, and so they receive, oh, shall we say, inspiration in the form of a shove from an older friend. Brrr, there they go, flying down to the ground, only to be jerked to a stop at the last second. Oh, it's awesome. Yes, so to return to the subject at hand, the Under 20 Women's World Cup is being held in Papua New Guinea. And it's going on right now. I mean, I don't mean right now, but tonight when you're bored, check your sports channels overnight. Maybe you'll find the games. But last night I was watching the games, and the first game or the second game I watched? And I could only watch two because they run some of the games simultaneously. There was four games last night. I could only see two of them. Ugh, makes me so mad that I don't have... You know, I was going to say, it makes me mad that I don't have more than one TV. But no, I shouldn't get more than one TV. That would be bad. That has its own little set of problems, even though I could watch multiple football games. Okay, tea time. So yummy. Okay, so there I was. Actually, here I was. I was sitting in this exact same spot that I am now. And I was watching the New Zealand game. USA was playing Ghana. But that really wasn't all that interesting of a game. So I was watching the New Zealand game. And I don't know, we were about halfway through it. My cat came in and I had to sit here and pet my cat and talk to my cat while she was kneading at the blankets and doing her kitty stuff. We were transacting kitty business when suddenly I thought I heard something odd. I thought I heard a name mentioned on TV that struck me as being interesting. And when I say interesting, I mean having to do some kind of meta interest name. I have this thing where I like to look for people who play on teams who have names that are related to their sport or their team. An example would be what? Like Derek Jeter, the famous American baseball player. His last name, Jeter, in French, is jeté, and it means to throw. And he's a baseball player, he's a shortstop, he throws the ball a lot. So there's a name that is related to what he does for a living, especially playing sports. There was a guy named whose last name was Potter, who played for a team called the Potters in the English Premier League. And I thought that was really good. There's a guy named Gunner, who played in the English Premier League, but he did not play for Arsenal, who are the Gunners. So these are some things that I'm always looking out for. Or also anybody who just has any interesting names. There's a guy whose last name is King, who plays for Leicester City. Now, Leicester City are the Foxes, but their stadium is the King Power Stadium, and so they have the King Power logo on their shirts. So this guy named King has his own name on his shirt three times, where everybody else only has it on there once. Okay, so, you know, these are the kind of significant names that I'm looking for. So I was watching the New Zealand game last night, and I thought I heard a name, but I wasn't really paying attention because I was, you know, dealing with my cat. And I thought, that was weird. Did I hear what I thought I heard? But they got onto some other subject, and they weren't saying the name anymore. So I was like, okay, maybe I just misheard it, or I heard something that sounded like it, or, you know, that couldn't have been right, because that would have been just too funny. And so I sort of ignored it until about 20 minutes later, when they actually substituted the player in question and they put her name up on the screen. And what was her name? That's right. The number 13 player. She wore the 13 jersey for the New Zealand Under 20 World Cup team. Her name is Paige Satchel. That's right. You heard me correctly. Paige Satchel. Now, it might be that you don't know understand the significance of this name, and it's most likely because you're not American. If you're not American, let me explain. Her name, Paige Satchel, is the reverse of the man who is generally considered to be the greatest baseball player of all time, or at least the best pitcher in all of baseball history. And this is a man named Satchel Paige. And Satchel Paige, oh, he was one of the greats. We're talking anybody who knows anything about baseball in America, which is quite a few people, know who Satchel Paige is. So when I first heard Paige Satchel, I thought, what, are you kidding me? And nope, that really was her name. And I thought, that is awesome. Tea time. Oh, yummy, yummy. So thirsty this morning. So thirsty. Yes, Paige Satchel. I'm not sure what position she plays for New Zealand. But she's pretty good. She's a good player. I've been greatly entertained by these under 20 women that I've been watching play. They're really good. And I'd rather watch this than the senior teams, to be perfectly honest. I'm not sure why. These under 20 women are way tougher. It's awesome. And in other name news, I don't know what's going to be better than Paige Satchel. But North Korea has a very good team, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DPARC. They have a woman on their team whose name is on the back of her jersey is A period song OK in all capital letters. And, you know, that doesn't really have much to do with sports or anything, but I just like that name. But the punctuation is in the wrong place. It should be, instead of A period song OK, it should be A song comma OK, or A song comma OK question mark, a song OK. And I imagine her last name is actually pronounced Ok or Oak or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce Korean names, really. But I just like the way that looks. A song, okay? Hey, play a song, okay? All right. You know, if you're a musician, that might be a good name for you. That would be a better name for her if she was a musician, but she's a football player, which, you know, is just as awesome. Yeah, so I'm always interested in people whose names somehow match their job, whether it's sports or anything else. I'm looking at the biggest almost ever right now. I'm seeing the manager for the Arsenal Football Club. Now, Arsenal is one of the oldest and most revered teams in the English Premier League. It's a team that was founded by the Woolwich Arsenal and now is, you know, a hugely, hugely popular team around the world. And they are in London. Now, who's the manager of Arsenal? That's right, a guy named Arsene. His name is almost Arsenal. And even better, his last name is Wenger. Arsene Wenger is this guy's name. And his last name, Wenger, kind of sounds like winger. And the winger is a traditional name for a particular position on a football team, namely a guy who plays out on the sidelines, out on the wings. He's the winger, he's the wingman. So it would have been awesome if Arsene Wenger was an Arsenal winger, or even better, if Arsene Wenger, his middle name was Lawrence, so his middle initial would be L, then he would be Arsene L. Winger. And it would almost be Arsenal Winger. And that would be great. And I don't, if that doesn't make any sense to you, that would be like a guy named John Hammer, who goes by Jack, who operates a pneumatic drill and breaks up concrete for a living. Oh, your name is Jack Hammer and you run a jackhammer? Okay, see where we're going with this? Recently, I heard a great one. I don't remember exactly the story. Well, here's the deal. There was a quarterback that played American football, and his name, I don't remember who he played for, because I just heard this and I had to look it up. This was about a month ago, and now I don't remember, because, you know, American football stuff doesn't stick in my head. But he was an American football quarterback, and his name, get this, I swear to God this is true, was Chuck Long. Chuck Long. Now, if you're not American, or if you don't understand American football, or why this is interesting or funny or very appropriate, in American football, the quarterback is the guy who throws the ball, and he needs to be able to throw the ball very far sometimes, or a long distance. And in American, the word chuck, or the verb to chuck, is slang and can mean to throw. So this guy's name, Chuck Long, means, you know, throw the ball far, throw long. And that's going long is another expression in football that means, you know, throw the ball far, run far, catch the ball, score a touchdown. So I thought that was a great one. Chuck Long. The American football quarterback. That's a perfect example of just the best related name. And that, of course, reminds me of another long name. This one's not quite as... This one's good for different reasons. But there is a football player. He's an Irishman. He plays on the Irish national team, and he plays in the English Premier League. Did he get traded? I can't remember. But his name is, and I think I might have mentioned this before, his name is Shane Long. Now, that in itself isn't that significant, but when you pronounce it in an Irish or a British accent, it sounds like Shen Long. And Shen Long in Chinese means spirit dragon. And Shen Long is a big deal in China. And I've always just wanted Shane Long to go play football in China. He would be hugely popular with a name like Spirit Dragon. People would love that guy. And he's really good, too. So, you know, you'd be hearing sports announcements and you'd on TV and on the radio, oh, so-and-so won due to a goal by the Spirit Dragon. Shen Long is sort of the dragon of all dragons in dragon mythology in China. So, there's like no American equivalent. I cannot emphasize the significance of this name with an analogy, because, you know, one doesn't exist. Oh, but I did think of a better baseball example. There's a guy named Prince Fielder who plays baseball, but I don't think he's actually a fielder. I think he might be a first baseman or something like that. I don't remember, but it'd be better if he was, you know, a fielder. There seems to be a lot of guys in baseball with good, you know, related names. Derek Jeter seems kind of like a stretch. You have to know French to get the joke. But Prince Fielder, you know, that works out a little bit easier because it's in English and Americans can only speak English. One of my favorite jokes told to me by a non-American goes like this. A person who speaks two different languages is bilingual. A person who speaks three languages is trilingual. A person who speaks, you know, four or more languages is multilingual. So what do you call a person who only speaks one language? That's right, American. And that's why I'm learning to speak German. Ich bin ein Wolpertinger Jäger. That means I am a Wolpertinger hunter. what's Wolpertinger in English? Well, there's no direct translation, but jackalope comes close. Oh, meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. Yeah, today ist Schwarzfreitag. Black Friday. I'm not celebrating. I'm watching football. I love to watch football. And what am I going to do tonight? Yeah, watch more football. Football. It's going to be football all day and all night. Yeah, so if you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, local time, check your Fox Sports channels for the Under 20 Women's World Cup. From Papua New Guinea, live, maybe you'll get to see a song, okay? Or maybe you'll get to see Paige Satchel playing for New Zealand. Either way, it will be awesome. Because I said so. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow, see what we're up to. I'm out of time, I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
Dirty Earth.